We have to remember that Alexander III was the Tsar at this point, and he'd come to the throne after his father had been assassinated. And as a result of his father's assassination, was even more conservative politically than he might have been. And so it was a rather depressing time in Russia, politically speaking. I think there's a correlation between the fact that the great age of reforms of the 1860s and 1870s gave way to this so-called period of small deeds. And we go from a time of huge great novels and trenchant canvases depicting contemporary social problems to the short story. Chekhov also was unusual in wanting to leave stories with a sort of unfinished ending, so that he didn't actually prescribe any lessons for readers. And the Russian public was very disconcerted by that, because they'd been used to this idea of literature being a kind of sort of didactic force. Chekhov at the same time started writing plays. He achieved some success with his first play, Ivanov. He wrote a couple of comic one-act plays too, which were very successful, and soon found himself one of the most feted authors in Russia. But of course, he also knew from an early point that he had tuberculosis, probably from the age of 24. And I think this had a big influence actually on his creative output. And in 1897, when he was already wealthy enough to buy a little country house south of Moscow, he came up to the city to have dinner with his editor, Suvorin, and suffered a terrible lung hemorrhage. From that point onwards, this is 1897, he was no longer able to ignore the fact that actually he now had not so very long to live, and he had to change his lifestyle rather dramatically from that point. He spent a winter in Nice and then moved down to Yalta. And when his father died, they sold the country house at Mielikovo, south of Moscow, and Chekhov built himself a house in Yalta. And he was famously nostalgic for Moscow, and you can see that nostalgia in the play Three Sisters and in his most famous story, The Lady with a Little Dog. In 1904, he travelled with his wife, Olga Knipper. He married very late, to Badenweiler, supposedly to seek treatment, but I think as a doctor, Chekhov knew that probably he was going to die abroad. And since he was still providing a home for his mother at this point and his sister, I think there was something that made him want to not actually die in his own house. And so he died on a hot summer's day in the Black Forest in Germany in 1904.